Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've got my NFL over-unders. So there are 32 teams. For those who don't know, I think you know there are 32 NFL teams. But for those who don't know what an over-under is on the season, it is a wager on the win total for the team for the season. So, you Vegas posts a line, and you say whether you bet whether the team is going to go over or go under the posted win total on the big boards. That's how you make your money. Now, if there is a half point associated with it, the Philadelphia Eagles, for example, 10.5 wins. When there's a half, you are guaranteed you are either going to win your bet or lose your bet. When there is an even number or a whole number, 7, 9, 8, 6, 5, when that number's out there, you win if you exceed it or bet over under, or if you hit it exactly, you get your money back. So I've narrowed it down. I've got my 8 teams, and I will run it by the esteemed law firm of Piano and McKeon, because I'm not betting 8. So I'm trying to determine, I think I've got the 8 best on the board figured out. And I got a lot of feedback from Twitter followers at John Kincaid, K-I-N-C-A-D, at CBS Sports Radio, on my picks, and it made me back off one. So I'm going to go in a different direction here. I'm going to start with the one that seems to be creating the most Twitter controversy. And the 8th choice that I had, I didn't put them in any order, but I did order them for myself. The 8th favorite that I had was the Chargers over 9.5. So, Anthony, Chargers over 9.5.
Me personally, I'm going with the over. I mean, the Chargers, they hit the number last season despite getting off to a bad start. Offense, you have led by Phillip Rivers, who's a top-tier quarterback. Defense is loaded, especially after they drafted Derwin James at Florida State in the draft. So I'm taking the – I would take
you
the over.
You like that one?
I like the Chargers
okay.
a lot. Yeah.
When you don't like one, I need to hear from you. You got to tell me too. McKeon, Seahawks under 8. So that means if the Seahawks win 7 games or less, I win the bet. If they win 8, I get my money back.
I like them. I like that pick. They lost a lot, man. And Russell Wilson, he can't keep doing this by himself every single year. I mean, he's running amok all across the field. The offensive line's terrible every year. They didn't really upgrade in the offseason. I think this is going to be the year that you really see it tumble for the Seahawks.
Okay, good. So I feel a little better about that.
By the way, I would be a little leery about that.
You would. So you're leery on
that. I just feel like as long as you have Carroll there and Wilson and Thomas and Ball, I just feel like they're not going to finish below 500.
All right, so you're leery on that one. You're both. How about Falcons over 9?
Oh, I love that.
Love it.
Yes.
So if they win 9, I get my money back. If they win 10 and above,
I think the defense is better, offense is better, no Super Bowl hangover. I think that's the big thing. I like that a lot.
Okay, Brian, did you agree with that one, Falcons?
Yeah, I like that one? I mean, I don't know what your other picks are yet, but I would put my most money on that pick.
Okay, so you both love that one. That is one that has to be on the list because I love that pick too. So you both are heavy on that one.
I like the pick, yeah.
Okay, I got a couple others, though, that I think you might like even more. All right. The Lions under 7.5.
I'm in agreement. NFC North is brutal.
The Bears are going to be better. The Packers should be improved with Aaron Rodgers back healthy. And then you got the Vikings.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's a tough one, though, because you never know when Stafford's going to have that like big, big year. So I'd be a little weary of that pick.
I see him at breakfast all the time on Saturdays, Anthony. So should I tell him to cut back too or not? It's all right if I do that. He might not like it like that. I love that pick. I love that pick, Lions, because I don't think the Lions win eight games in that division. They won't be able to do that. All right, a couple more. Patriots over 11, McKeon.
Completely agree.
If they win 12, I win. If they win 11, I push.
It's never going to end with the Patriots, I'm convinced. And, I mean, look at the rest of the division. Miami's not that great. Buffalo, you don't even know who the quarterback is there. And the Jets just drafted a new quarterback. I mean, they're a lock every year for over 11.
All right, Eagles over 10.5, Anthony.
I am going to go under just because the half bothers me. The 10.5, and just because Wentz, I'm not sure if he's going to be there week one. And even if he is back by week one, obviously, I mean, I could see him struggling maybe initially.
Okay.
So the half bothers me. I could see 10, but the half,
I'm going to go under. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do, though. I'm going to ask you it before the end of the show today. I want you to look at the Eagles' schedule, and I want you to find me 6 losses then. Because you have to find me 6 losses.
Are we really going to play this game?
No. I need you to look at it and tell me just who you think would be 6 losses, okay? McKeon, Giants under 7.
I like it. I mean, I like the Barkley pick from a flashy standpoint, but from a future team standpoint, it didn't make sense. They didn't upgrade much in the offseason. I mean, the offensive line upgraded with one spot, and that's about it. I like that pick because their division still is tough, too.
And if they win 7, I get my money back, so I don't lose anything. Anthony, you on the Giants under 7 or not?
No, I'm going over.
Offensive
line should be better. Beckham's back. I think they're 7-9 at the very least. They got praised with the draft. Barkley, yeah.
Wow.
I would be leery to pick the Giants under there.
The Patriots are definitely going over.
I mean, the Patriots have won 12 games every year since 2009, so that's not going to change this year.
Okay, I'm going to give you the last one, that, and it was my favorite one. Buccaneers under 6.5.
I would say probably under, just because, again, I think that's a very tough division.
I don't think they're winning 7 in a division with the Saints, the Panthers, and the Falcons. I don't think they're winning 7. McKeon, you all right with that one?
I'm okay with it.
Oh, now remember, Jameis misses 3 games.
Yeah, but this is Ryan Fitzpatrick after a down year. And he's always great after a down year. I know that being a Jets fan.
He's always great?
After a down year, he's always
better.
I don't
remember him ever being great.
He has almost all of the passing records for the Jets franchise in that one year.
Well last year filling in for – he went 2-1 with the
John,
Bucs.
6.5, we've seen in football in years past, you could stumble into 6.5 wins.
Yeah,
and
but I'm talking about the fact is you have to – 6.5.
Yeah, but it's not like they're a bad team and they're always going to have a last-place schedule.
But Carolina's a better team.
But who –
Atlanta's a better team.
What Carolina do you think you're going to get? Because one year you have a 15-1 Carolina and the next year you have a 4-12 Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina does tend to fluctuate a bit. They do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.